welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. Jesus saved, Jesus
saved. Hello, this is Pastor Lamar Whittemore, and it is a blessing to be along with you on the Fellowship Broadcast today and looking forward to thinking about divine principles and patterns of prayer once again on the broadcast today. And Lord willing, we'll be thinking about the thoughts of responsibility in prayer. And we'll be doing that here in just a few moments. And thank you so much for making the Fellowship Broadcast a part of your day. And thank you for your prayer and support of the Fellowship Tract League. We believe with everything that we are that God is using the gospel to still change lives in these days. And we're so thankful that he allows us to be a part in printing gospel tracts and getting that into the hands of those who would tell others about the hope that is found in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We'll be along with the thoughts about prayer here in just a few moments. But first, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
This letter comes from Pennsylvania. It says, "Dear Fellowship Tract League, it is because of your tracts that my wife got saved. Before I married her, I sent her your webpage. She asked Jesus into her heart, even though she has had to go through a struggle of being diagnosed with breast cancer, she has still grown in the Lord. I have personally distributed more than 100,000 of your tracts over the past 20 years. Thank you, and may the Lord richly bless you, all of you workers in Christ." From Dave.
Well, now we go all the way to Africa and the country of Kenya. A lady called Florence in Kenya, Africa. "To my fellow worshipers, first I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I appreciate a missionary who gave my 9-year-old daughter a gospel tract, and she read it, and she was also touched by the Holy Spirit, and she got saved. And when they visited Kawango slum area in Nairobi, I was able to pass out Fellowship Tract League tracts, and I am so thankful that I can learn about Jesus." And she herself sent back tract number 8120 in Swahili languages, a tract from the Fellowship Tract League, and she got saved, and then her daughter got saved. And what a blessing to hear that the Word of God is circling the globe from the Fellowship Tract League.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075 or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
Over the last number of weeks, we have been looking at the thoughts of prayer out of Luke chapter number 11, and I pray that it's been a help and a blessing to you. And we're continuing on with this model prayer, and let's read it once again from Luke 11, beginning in verse number 2. "And he, that being the Lord Jesus Christ, said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And we've looked at a number of things concerning prayer and this pattern of prayer and how that we can follow this pattern. And I believe that it sets a wonderful order and for us to approach the Lord. Sadly, many of us come, as Dr. Clarence Sexton used to say, my name is Jimmy, Jimmy, gimme, gimme. And sadly, that is how we come to God many times. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with asking of the Lord. Matter of fact, he says, even here in associating with the prayer, with the Lord's Prayer, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Now, I'm glad that we can cast all our cares upon the Lord. We can bring all of our concerns to him and we can bring all of our requests to him, but that should not be the totality of our prayer life. It should not be the totality of who we are in the presence of the Lord. And so we've looked at a number of things, beginning off with the relationship that we have with him, and have developed that up to this portion of scripture. We said last week that the missing element many times in our prayer life is repentance. But I'm thankful as we come to the presence of the Lord that he brings to our mind and our remembrance and our hearts those things that he desires for us to make right in order to be right with him. Let's be reminded of something about sin. All sin is against God. It may involve other people, but it's against God, and only God can forgive sin. And so when he comes here to this passage of scripture, he not only speaks about that repentance in prayer, but there is also a responsibility in prayer. He said, "And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us." The question was prompted to the disciples about who would love the most. And they said, "To who, that he that was forgiven the most, he will love the most." And that is an absolute truth. And sadly, we have many people who desire forgiveness from God, but are not willing to give forgiveness to others. The scriptures speak of the Lord in Numbers 14. And he says that the Lord, the God of glory, the creator of the universe, he is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. I'm glad he's a forgiving God. I'm glad that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. But we're admonished in Ephesians 4 and verse number 32, "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted," and here's the key, "forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." He said, this is the basis on which we ought to be kind, tenderhearted, and forgiven. It is how we have received mercy from God. How that God has forgiven our sins, we ought to be willing to forgive others in their transgressions against us. We ought to forgive others based upon the forgiveness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I believe with all of my heart, you will not have a clear audience with God having animosity towards your brethren. You'll not have an open communication with God with anger and bitterness and malice in your heart towards your fellow brethren. You'll not have that. Not at all. When we come to God and receive forgiveness, then we have this responsibility of forgiving others. The scripture says in Colossians 3, in verse number 13, in our relationship with others, he said that we ought to put on, as the elect of God, holy, beloved bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Sounds like we're being Christ-like, doesn't it? Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. That is what God desires for us to do. And when we come to God in his presence in prayer, you cannot be angry with somebody and have an open line of communication. God comes to us and forgiveness, and then we have responsibility of forgiving others. And if you want your relationships to be right with others, 1 John deals with it, doesn't he? He said that if we have fellowship with him, he talks about how to have fellowship with God and things of that nature. It is to not have sin in our life. And as he removes that between us and him, that open line of communication, I believe that with everything that's in me, that he also reveals to us the need to make things right with others. He does it so much so that he talks about when we come to give an offering, that if we know that someone has ought against us, that we ought to go and make it right with them and then come back and make our offering. And you'd be a lot better off making things right with God and right with others in this responsibility of prayer. Let's not just be expecting things from God in prayer, but may we be eternally changed by the presence of God, and may we be responsible and our approach to prayer, and our approach to others. What a challenge it is when we come to this subject of prayer here in Luke chapter number 11. Lord willing, we'll come back with some more of these thoughts on next week. Thank you for tuning in to the Fellowship Broadcast.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?